Welcome to the Blake Goodman PC Attorneys Podcast. We provide a knowledgeable guide on bankruptcy law in the state of Hawaii so you can stay informed and get the fresh financial start you need. With over 80 years of combined experience in bankruptcy law at Blake Goodman PC, we're ready to listen and help you get back on your feet. This podcast series is reviewed and approved by founding attorney Blake Goodman.
In this episode of our podcast, we delve into the intricacies of mortgage adjustments following bankruptcy, with a special focus on refinancing and modification options tailored for Hawaii residents. Our goal is to provide you with essential insights to help you navigate your decision-making journey and choose the best solution tailored to your circumstances. A loan modification adjusts the original conditions of your mortgage loan. In contrast to refinancing, a loan modification doesn't settle your existing mortgage to start a new one. When you have finally made it past the bankruptcy process, you may be thinking of adjusting your mortgage payments. This may be a consideration because you are struggling to pay your hefty monthly payments, or because interest rates are much lower than when you originally got your loan. Before you seek foreclosure services, two options allow you to adjust your mortgage payments. First, you could consider refinancing your home, and if that is not an option, loan modification is a possibility. These processes have similar results, but they are different in many ways. In this podcast, we'll explore their respective advantages and disadvantages to help you determine which path might be the most beneficial for your post-bankruptcy financial situation in Hawaii. Let's start by delving into the concept of loan modifications and why they serve as a pathway to adjusting your mortgage terms without the need for refinancing. Loan modifications change the terms of your original mortgage. Unlike refinancing, it does not pay off your loan and start with a new one. It simply changes the terms of what already exists. Loan modifications are often considered as an alternative to foreclosure, as they provide a way for borrowers, including prior bankruptcy filers, to avoid defaulting on their loans and losing their homes. The downside of these modifications is that they are not readily given out by lenders and they often impact your credit score. Now, let's delve into the process of loan modification, understanding how it operates and identifying the circumstances in which you should consider it. Getting a loan modification can be difficult, as lenders are under no obligation to accept your request. Evidence of hardship is typically required, and each lender has their own rules on who can qualify and how they will go about the modification. The common modifications may include the following. Interest rate reduction. The lender may lower the interest rate on the loan. Loan term extension. The term of the loan may be extended, meaning lower payments. Principal forbearance or reduction. A portion of the principal amount may be temporarily deferred or permanently reduced. And payment deferral. The lender may allow the borrower to defer a certain number of payments to a later date. The specific terms of a loan modification depend on the agreement reached between you and the lender. Hawaii bankruptcy lawyers, or Hawaii foreclosure lawyers, may be able to assist you in determining the best course of action after bankruptcy in your specific case. Let's explore effective strategies for modifying your loan in Hawaii, along with the necessary steps to take after bankruptcy. If you have recently completed the bankruptcy process, modifying a loan may require consideration and has specific requirements. Each lender has different policies when it comes to loan modifications, so it's important to communicate with them. Some general considerations and steps that you may need to take when seeking a loan modification after bankruptcy include the following. Contact the lender. Explain any changes in your financial circumstances post-bankruptcy and inquire about the possibility of a loan modification. Provide documentation. Lenders typically require documentation to assess your financial situation. This may include proof of income, employment verification, tax returns, and a detailed budget. Demonstrate financial stability. Highlight any positive changes in your income, employment status, or overall financial situation since your bankruptcy. Propose modified terms. Be prepared to propose specific modifications such as requesting a lower interest rate, extending the loan term, or other adjustments. And lastly, consult with professionals. Seek advice from Hawaii bankruptcy attorneys who can guide navigating the post-bankruptcy financial landscape, negotiating with lenders, and ensuring your rights are protected. Next, let's take a comprehensive look at the process and advantages of refinancing your mortgage in Hawaii following bankruptcy. Refinancing is paying off your current mortgage using a new loan with new terms and conditions. This option also allows you to take cash out of your home if you have enough equity. The goal of refinancing is to obtain better loan terms, such as lower interest rates, which can lead to reduced monthly payments or a shorter loan term. Considering refinancing is a good idea if you want to take advantage of the following features. Lower interest rates. If interest rates have decreased since the original mortgage was obtained, refinancing can help bring your rates down. Reducing monthly payments. Reduce your monthly payments either through lower interest rates or by extending the loan term. Shorten loan term. Some homeowners refinance to move from a 30-year mortgage to a 15-year mortgage, saving money on interest payments over the life of the loan. Switching loan types. Homeowners may choose to switch from an adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate mortgage or vice versa. Accessing home equity. Cash out refinancing allows homeowners to tap into their home equity by borrowing more than the remaining balance on the existing mortgage. The homeowner receives the difference in cash. Or consolidate your debt. Homeowners with high interest debt may choose to refinance and consolidate their debts into a single lower interest mortgage. Now, let's delve into effective strategies for achieving successful refinancing after bankruptcy. Refinancing a loan can be helpful, but involves several steps, especially if you've filed for bankruptcy in the past. First, you may want to look into credit score assistance that can help you rebuild your credit score, improving your chances of qualifying for favorable refinancing terms. From there, you will find a lender who is willing to work with you and your circumstances. Our law firm offers a 2 years to a 720 credit score program, tailored to assist you in enhancing and restoring your credit to achieve a credit score of 720 or more within 2 years. Once you have a lender, gather all necessary financial documentation. You will submit these documents along with an application. You will likely need an appraisal before you can close your refinance loan, and underwriting will commence. Lastly, you will attend a closing meeting where you will sign your closing documents. Armed with this valuable information, it's time to make a well-informed decision in Hawaii. Should you pursue refinancing or opt for a loan modification after bankruptcy? The decision between refinancing and loan modification after bankruptcy in Hawaii depends on your specific financial goals, circumstances, and eligibility. Both options have their pros and cons, and the choice may vary based on individual situations. Consider consulting with a Hawaii bankruptcy attorney who will help you assess your post-bankruptcy circumstances and determine which option aligns better with your financial goals and constraints. Please keep in mind that navigating loan modifications and refinancing can be complex tasks that benefit from expert assistance. We highly recommend consulting with our team of experienced bankruptcy attorneys for personalized guidance on navigating loan modifications and refinancing after bankruptcy. Navigating the aftermath of bankruptcy can be challenging, especially when it comes to mortgage adjustments. At Blake Goodman, our adept Hawaii bankruptcy attorneys specialize in providing comprehensive support for individuals looking to explore their options in refinancing and loan modification. Our team is committed to understanding your unique situation and guiding you through the intricacies of mortgage-related solutions tailored to your post-bankruptcy circumstances. Don't let the complexities deter you from securing a stable financial future. Contact us and schedule a consultation to delve into your specific needs and discover how we can assist in optimizing your mortgage terms in alignment with your financial recovery journey. Take the first step towards regaining control of your financial health today. Call Blake Goodman PC at 808-556-7833 or visit us online at debtfreehawaii.com.
Thank you for listening to the Blake Goodman PC Attorneys Podcast. Going through bankruptcy can be a difficult and complex situation, but it doesn't have to be if you have us on your side. Your path to financial freedom starts here. Get in touch with the experienced bankruptcy lawyers at Blake Goodman PC Attorney today to explore your options.